Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Today it's Friday morning. We got busy last week. We didn't do this. It's been a couple weeks. We try to set aside Friday mornings to answer your questions about road trips, Route 66, restaurants, festivals. So with that said, we'll give a shout out. It's kind of fitting. The theme music there from Joe, Woody, and the boys of the road crew. A little bit of road trip inspiration for you at roadcrew66.com. And I recommend one of my favorite tunes from them is Under the Neon. Take a listen at their website. Okay, well, let's get started on this morning. Okay. We have Dave from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, sent us a little note about great barbecue on Route 66. You know, I got a couple of them. I shared this a while back, Swadley's Barbecue in Yukon, Oklahoma, and I was surprised. A few of the locals called me out on it, but personally, I found it pretty decent. And one of my favorites, because it's here close to home, is Floyd and Company. It's downtown Kingman on Beale Street, which is one block off Route 66. It's 418 East Beale. It's a family-owned, and it's Floyd and Company. And it's kind of neat. It's in the old Central Commercial building, and they have actually two restaurants in one. One side is barbecue. The other side is wood-fired pizza. That's one I highly recommend. The downside is here in Kingman, most things are closed on Sunday and Monday, including our visitor center and museum and powerhouse. So that kind of limits things a tad bit. Well, see, Sultan asks, favorite restaurants along Route 66 in California? Well, that's kind of a loaded question here, Sultan. Because, just the Route 66 corridor from San Bernardino to Santa Monica, it is lined with some great restaurants. Grand Central Market, downtown Los Angeles, near 7th and Broadway, the original Western Terminus. Been there for just over 100 years. It is a massive neon-lit food court with anything and everything you can imagine. And it reflects the diversity of the Los Angeles area. And ethnic diversity on display and gastronomical feasts. Another one is Imogene's Hollenburger out just outside of Victorville, California, right across from the cement plant. They've been there since about 1953. Now, this is a good case of don't judge a book by its cover. Wonderful place, excellent food. She looks a tad bit tired and run down, but it is a living time capsule, and the food is excellent. So those are a couple of my favorites there in California. Needles. COVID took its toll. A couple of my favorites there are now gone. And one particular is very upsetting is Valenzuela's. It was a one family owned restaurant since 1952, I believe. And it was really one of my favorites. And I'm sorry we lost that they closed, and it was a multiple thing. COVID for one, and the owners were quite elderly, and the kids didn't want to take over the business. And COVID just escalated the restaurant's demise, if you will. Well, let's see what we've got here. Well, Jim, I'll tell you a great museum for you. Two things in the St. Louis area that I would recommend. It's just west, I believe it's in Kirkwood of St. Louis, is the Museum of Transportation. You need to set aside a day for this. Easy. It's, God, it is incredible. It, as this Museum of Transportation, it is a trains, planes, automobiles. They even have an entire motel room from the old Coral Court Motel along Route 66. Great museum, first class, highly recommend it. And another is spend some time around Forest Park. Check out the museums there. This is, you'll find the Museum of Arts, the Missouri Museum of History, St. Louis Zoo, all of this in the Forest Park area. And the original alignment of Route 66 did skirt Forest Park. Great motel in the Del Mar Loop district there, just outside of Forest Park, is the Moonrise. One of the quirkiest, strangest of the hotels and nicest I've stayed in quite some time. I was the Missouri Museum of History generously put me up there a few years ago when I was speaking at the museum during a Route 66 festival. Something I can highly recommend. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is a little bit off topic, Sam, but it's okay. We got this. The podcast, well, yeah, it's I kind of can set it up as a venue to share road trip inspiration. Everything I do is built around telling people where to go, but it's also a platform for authors, artists, community organizers, event planners. If you got something like that coming up, give me a holler and we'll get you set up. Be a guest on the program. I think you'll get some mileage out of this. Let's see, what else do we have here? Well, Scott, that's a good question too. Huh. Well, great Route 66 detour. Depends on the season. You know, yesterday I shared a post. You end up missing a lot of the Route 66 corridor in California. And, you know, I have trouble in any town with more than 3 stoplights. So you can imagine how much trouble I have trying to follow Route 66 from Santa Monica and to San Bernardino, that stretch. I usually do it early Sunday or early Saturday morning. Traffic's relatively light, but it's still 60 miles of stoplights, and it just drives you crazy. But a great drive, a detour, if you will, and I posted about this yesterday, it is not a winter drive. But Angels Crest Highway from Wrightwood, California, just out of Cajon Pass into Cajon Junction down that way, and then loop around and stay at the Saga Motor Hotel in Pasadena. That's an astounding drive. You'll bypass a lot of the LA traffic, but it is mountains, lots and lots of mountains, twists and turns. But if you can stomach the stoplights and a little bit of traffic, I still recommend driving the Route 66 corridor through the LA metro area. Well worth it. Let's see. Do we have any questions this morning from our audience? Anything I can answer for you? If not, we will continue here with a question from Steve. Oh, my. That's a tough one. Do I have a favorite automobile museum? You know, if people, followers of Jim Hinckley's America know that I'm quite fascinated with automotive history. And I find a lot of museums around the country, different places. Probably one of the most obscure and overlooked and surprising is on US 6 in Minden, Nebraska. Harold Warp's Pioneer Village. That is a an odd, eccentric museum that I highly recommend. Not only a massive car collection, but all things automotive and snow collection of snowmobiles. Display of over 100 years of evolution of outboard motors, aircraft engines. Highly recommended museum. Another one that I can recommend, it's a lot of fun, is the Gilmore Museum Complex out of Hickory Corners, Michigan. This is just right on the outskirts of Kalamazoo. It's an entire complex of buildings. The Model A Museum, they have a Tucker showroom set up. And they have all kinds of neat activities like a Model T Ford driving school. A lot of fun there. Let's see what else I have here. David, okay. David. An interesting experience. I got one for you. The Badger. If you find yourself on a good summer odyssey in Wisconsin or Michigan, and you want to get to the other side of the Great Lake, Lake Michigan, from Ludington to Manitowoc, take the Badger. It's a ferry. It's about a four-hour trip across the lakes, but it's really a lot of fun. And the other thing is, Ludington itself is a very nice, fun little community, pleasant and quaint. Manitowoc has a great maritime museum. You have an opportunity to actually explore self-guided tours, World War II submarines, among other things. And so that's one I could recommend as a unique road trip experience. Let's see. We don't want to beat our gums too long. We try to keep this to about 15 minutes. Okay, Jim wants to know about festivals. Planning a Route 66 trip. Okay, how about this one? Plan your trip to be in Kingman, Arizona the first weekend in May. Barring something like another continuing apocalypse with this COVID stuff, the Route 66 Fun Run is scheduled for the first weekend in May. This is a great event. It's along the longest remaining uninterrupted section of Route 66, which they bill as 160 miles of smiles, from Seligman to Topak, Arizona. It's basically a two-day block party. All the communities along the highway have something going on. Saturday is the big day. They have a kickoff cruise in Seligman. Everybody gets together for a little parade through town. They cruise down Route 66, stops at the Grand Canyon Caverns and Peach Springs with traditional Hualapai dancers. They have a big car show in Kingman with music and events all day. And then Sunday, it's a cruise through Oatman and down to Golden Shores near Topak. Great event. That'll really enhance your Route 66 adventure. Another one from Kingman. This will be a first year event, but National Road Trip Day, scheduled right now for May 27th. Kingman Main Street will be introducing phase one of their narrated historic district self-guided walking tour. Really fascinating little program there that I've been privileged to help with. It's going to be a beer garden, live music, car show, all kinds of stuff going on down in the historic business district along Route 66 in Kingman, Arizona. And I think we got time for one more. Before I go any further, does anyone in the studio audience have a question for me? Okay, well, if not, let's do one more here. David, old Western towns, you know, Tombstone it's one of those places you got to visit at least once. But it's more movie set and touristy than real Western town. It's it kind of leaves me cold. A little bit of a side note, my dearest friend, my wife, her father was actually born in Tombstone, and his grandfather was the county sheriff there out of Cochise County. And so there's a family association, but yeah, the town doesn't do much for me. My recommendation is to go a little bit further south, not just a spit and a jump down the road, go up over the Mule Pass Mountains and through the tunnel, and welcome to the town of Bisbee. Great, great, fascinating place. Another place that I can recommend for kind of a more of a ghost town feel, semi-ghost town, but is Pinos Altos in the mountains above Silver City, New Mexico. Wonderful, fascinating little town, long history. I hope the Buckhorn Saloon and Opera House has survived. It's an authentic Western bar and an old opera house dating back to, gosh, I think 1860s, 1870s. And the Opera House is now a steakhouse, or it was on my last visit. Those are great Western towns that I can recommend. Another one is near Kingman here is Chloride, Arizona. It's the oldest continuously operated, continuously inhabited mining community in Arizona. Okay, I know I said this, but we'll do one more. Here's one from Scott. Two tools for traveling Route 66 to make sure you get the best out of your trip. Check out Route66Navigation.com. This app is the best available. It's really wonderful. It's updated on a regular basis. Things have changed a lot with COVID, but the fellows, the team there, are really work to keep it accurate and up to date with restaurant information, motel information, hours, website links, all of this, events. And the other is something right out of the 1950s. Look for Jerry McClanahan's EZ66 Guide for Travelers. Those are the two items I highly recommend. Okay, with that said, we're going to lock this thing up for the day. Got a long and busy, productive day. Lots of fun things to do here in Jim Hinckley's America. And I hope you'll join us Monday morning for another episode of Wake Up with Jim. We're going to do a little bit of start some programs on interesting automotive history. The first automotive recall. Any ideas? How about the inventor of turn signals? I bet you can't guess her name. Stories about Henry Ford and his role in the founding of Cadillac. That should be a little bit of a teaser for you. Well, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll do this again Monday morning. And until then, my friends, adios, mi amigos.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride, Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
See you Monday.